All right, today's story comes from a country far away called India. See, India is over there, far, far away, and it's actually a big country. And in the middle of the country, there's a city called Bangalore in India. Bangalore. Can you say Bangalore? Yeah, that's a funny name. And there's a school there called the Sunshine Children's Adventist Home and School. And actually, our missions offering, which I don't know that we really take it up in this church, but goes to all schools like this all over the world. And this school has been there for 45 years. They're on 10 acres of land, so they've got lots of place to run and play and trees to go under. There's little children there. They like it there. Sometimes they even sleep there. Well, one day they noticed there were lots of snakes there. Oh, no. Cobra snakes everywhere. They were under the car. They were under the trees. They were in front of the door, these little snakes everywhere. And so they called the snake catchers and they said, come and catch all these snakes. They were scared because 5 years before, one little boy got bitten by a snake and he had to go to hospital and they had to cut him open and operate him. It was very hard. It was terrible. A long time, a whole year he was sick. And the people couldn't catch the snakes because they were everywhere. And you know what kind of trees they had there? I got the story, by the way, out of the Sabbath school book. They have stories every week. And actually, sometimes I don't read them even if I do the lesson. But Rick told me about, he goes, this is a good story. So that's why. Anyway, on this property, they have a large campus with mango trees, banana trees, jackfruit, sapota, I don't even know what that is, papaya, custard apples, avocado trees, coconuts, guavas, figs, passion fruit, and soursop. All those kind of things. It is obviously a beautiful place. Anyway, the people couldn't catch the snakes. They said, what are we going to do? What do you do? There's snakes everywhere. What can you do? Pray. So they prayed. Jesus, please help us with these snakes because this is supposed to be a safe school for children. So one day they saw a peacock. Wow, where did that come from? We've never seen a peacock in our school. He just arrived there one day. And then after a while, and you know, peacocks eat poisonous snakes, venomous snakes, they eat them. And then the children loved it because the peacock even opened his feathers and shook them around like that. If you go to the zoo, you can see that. It's amazing. And then later on, another peacock came, a peahen. And so they made that their house. And they walked all over under the trees and everywhere. And no more snakes anywhere. Amen. And so this was and the peacock stayed there. They didn't go away. And so this is the message that they said. God indeed does love and care for his children. And he can still amaze us with what beautiful solutions he has to all our troubles. Amen. And you know what? I want to tell you what happened to me this week. I just have to slide this in there. This is a praise. But we were helping my daughter move to her new property and her family. And the key jumped out of the lawnmower. And now we were hoping to mow a whole lot for the children because we didn't want them to get bitten by a snake or anything. And then there was no key. We hunted all over the grass for the key. And there's also about 10 acres there. No key, no key, no key. And eventually I said, well, it's no use me looking because we only need one person to look if Jesus is going to show us because we prayed. Jesus, please find us this key. So then we didn't find the key. I went into the house to start helping to clean the kitchen. And then I saw this key for another lawnmower. And I remembered somebody told me these keys work on everything, even tractor keys. They all work on all the same tractor, one key for all tractors in the whole country. And so we tried it and it worked. Amen. So God did something amazing in a different way. So next time you have a problem, what are you going to do?
Pray.
Pray.